My children, my banner over you this day is love. Your praise has come up to the heavens as a sweet-smelling essence unto my nostrils. You have given me your all this day. You danced and you twirled and you clapped and you sang and you praised. And oh, how pleased I am with you. My son gave his life for you, and today you let me know that you appreciate what he did. And I, the Lord thy God, I am falling upon you right now in a way that I've never fallen upon you before. I am changing and I am rearranging, and I am bringing forth the soldiers of the cross that I always meant for you to be. Those things that have so easily beset you in the days past, you will see that they are there no longer. You will feel freedom upon freedom upon freedom from this day forth. You came up into the heavenlies and I came down to meet you. And we had a glorious time this day. I want you to go forth rejoicing in me. I want you to go forth and let the world see what kind of a father that you truly do serve. I want joy on your lips. I want a sparkle in your eyes. And I want you to dance like David danced continually. Don't worry about what the barbarians have to say. You are my chosen generation. You are the one that I'm going to use to bring down the darkness that has prevailed over this land. I'm going to use you to bring in the captives and so they can be set free. Your hands are cleansed this day. They will never be defiled ever again. I will use your hands to lay on the sick and you will watch them recover. I will use you in mighty ways in the days ahead, starting this day. Whatever you believe for, you can have, as long as it lines up with my word. My word tells you, ask and you shall receive. This day, my little ones, you are receiving all that heaven has for you. You are receiving what is written in your book of life. And that is freedom. Freedom to go forth and minister my gospel to the down and out. Free to go forth and rejoice in me, no matter what the circumstances. The weights that you carried in here, I have taken from you. And you will leave here without any weights whatsoever. You will leave here knowing that I am the Almighty One. And I have all things in my control. Right now I say unto you, give me a shout of victory. Thank you, Jesus. Now give me a stomp of fire. In that stomp of fire was deliverance. First, I have freed you from the snare of the fowler. And second, wherever you go, deliverance is with you. And you will see people instantly set free. You asked for the miraculous. The miraculous has come here this day. All of heaven is rejoicing with you. The angelic hosts are marching forward to assist you in every battle that you encounter. You will no longer be the defeated ones, for you are now the victorious ones. Yes, my son, on this day, had a triumph entry, but you also have one. You have defeated the enemy of your souls, and you are set free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. No more captivity. No more going into the dark places. For your light will shine. It will shine bright. And it will dispel all darkness around about you. Many, many souls are now being brought into the kingdom of light. I am answering the prayers of the saints right now. And I am working on those who were lost and dying. I'm doing this because of what you have done here this day. You have untied my hands and I can go forth now and start delivering the saints out of darkness. You will find yourself dancing and rejoicing when you least expect to. You will find yourself shouting, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord, victory is mine." Entire families are being touched right now to be brought into my kingdom. I am doing a work this day that has been in the making for decades now. I was just waiting for a group of people who would truly worship me from the very depths of their being and give me their all. You are the soldiers of the cross. And because you have crossed over into the promised land, now you can bring others with you. No more stalemates. Total victory. Total victory. I am opening up your ear gates and your eye gates. You shall now see and hear like you've never seen or heard before. You will hear my still small voice as I whisper instructions into your ears. And you will now see into the spirit realm as I see. You will no longer look at people like you used to look at them, but you will now see them through my eyes. You will see where they're coming from, and you will know how to minister salvation to them. No more ups and downs in your life. I've leveled you out this day, and you are on an even keel, and you can go forth, and you can destroy the enemy. I am the master of the universe, and I see each one of your hearts in here this morning. What is it that you have need of? Whisper quietly to me your need. Allow me to meet that need this day. Greater works I have now started you on the greater works journey. You will see greater signs and wonders than what you read about in my word. Multitudes upon multitudes of hearts will be changed in an instant. You will see drug abuse being demolished. You will see my children brought out of darkness into light. Oh, my children, you have truly entered into a space of time that many so desire but will never see. Your hearts are pure before me, and I can use a pure heart. You have already decided that head knowledge is not the way to go. Heart knowledge is the way I operate, and I am operating with the hearts that have yielded themselves totally and completely to me, with no hidden agendas, just your will, Father, your way. You have now entered into the time of the great preparation for the second coming of my Son, Jesus. This is what this great harvest of souls is all about. Many of you will have visitations from the Most High God. I will come in the wee hours of the morning. I will visit you in your automobiles. I will visit you in your workplaces. You will see me in all my glory. I am filling you with my glory this day, and you will carry my glory to the nations. Preparation time is over. You are now ready to move and do the mighty works that I have spoken into your life for all these years, that I so desired for you to do. My children, thank you for not playing church any longer. Thank you for growing up and seeing my word as it truly is, which is the truth. Thank you for laying aside your agendas and picking up my plan for your life. Thank you for moving aside and allowing my Holy Spirit to move through you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You made a grand entrance into my kingdom this morning. I knew you would, and I was prepared to meet you. I had this day all planned out, and I knew exactly what I was going to do with you. I knew exactly who I was going to have come here this day. Look at yourself. See yourself as I see you, a gladiator in my army, one who will never back down ever again, one who will go forth in my might and in my power I have given you boldness this day, boldness to speak my word, boldness to be a witness to the lost and the dying. I am weeping, yes, but it's tears of joy. I am happy with you. And you have blessed me this day. And I am now ready to bless you. And I'm just hearing God say, breathe in my righteousness. And then take that righteousness to the nations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You are truly a tree full of good fruit that all can eat from. Rejoice in the fact that you are an overcomer and you have overcome every snare of the fowler. And you are on the victory road, a road that you shall never get off of. One day my son will meet you in the air and he will take you on home. But until that time, I'm going to use each one of you to do a great and a mighty works for my kingdom. Some of you I've asked to sing for me. Now is that time. You need to start singing for the glory of the Lord. You need to start singing joy and peace over the people. You need to teach them how to rejoice in me. You are at war, and I always sent the praisers out before the battle began. And this is what you are doing in your services. You are clearing the way so that my Holy Spirit can come and move in a powerful way. Thank you, Father.